The Sleepless by Nuzo Ono. Summary of The Sleepless by Nuzo Ono I. The Overture of Blood, The Molina Forest. The narrative of The Sleepless commences in the claustrophobic gloom of a vast, ancient forest. The opening scene establishes a visceral atmosphere of horror as a child, Kenne, stares at the bloated carcass of a black cat nailed to a Molina tree. The cat's eyes, though belonging to a dead animal, are described as possessing an animated fury, and the worms feasting upon its flesh are poisoned by the animal's residual malice, shrinking into dried rice seeds and dropping in lifeless clusters. This imagery serves as a chilling harbinger of the ritualistic violence to follow. Kenne is a vulnerable child, suffering from a big head, a thin neck, and a polio-wizened left leg that makes his gait unsteady. He is accompanied by his father, Papa Ogbuagu, and a squat, malicious woman named Abundance. Despite the terrifying environment, Kenne's developmental challenges, he is cruelly referred to by the adults as an onoku, or retard, leave him innocently trustful. He believes he is being led into the woods to receive a secret present, perhaps a bowl of akara and akamu, bean balls and corn porridge. Papa, who has never shown Kenne affection, lifts the boy to his shoulders, an act that fills Kenne with a misplaced sense of safety. The destination is a mud hut belonging to a powerful Dibia, witch doctor. The compound reeks of rotten carcasses and ammonia, and the yard is a macabre menagerie of black cats. Some are caged, some are tied to trees, and three have been buried alive up to their necks, their heads sticking out of the soil like small black balls. The ultimate horror is witnessed when a big dog begins feasting on a pile of cats, snapping the neck of one that is still alive. The purpose of this journey is the ritual murder of Kenne. Abundance, who is Papa's mistress, seeks a strong and normal son to replace the stunted and crippled retard. The Dibia performs the sacrifice with clinical brutality. He slashes the neck of a black cat into a boiling cauldron, then seizes Kenne. Despite Kenne's desperate, garbled pleas for his father to take him home, the Dibia pins him down with a heel on his back. The old man slices Kenne's neck with a machete, gores out his heart, and removes his genitals, amu, to add to the brewing potion. The Dibia later reveals that because Kenne was an innocent of the gods, his soul could not easily cross over into Abundance's womb, so he trapped the boy's spirit inside one of his black cats to prevent him from haunting his killers, too. The Household of Shadows, Obele and the Mother Voice. The story shifts to the perspective of Kenne's younger sister, Obele. Meaning, little, whose real name is Manachi. Obele is a fair-skinned, bookish child who lives in constant fear of her father's evil Atali, birch, and leather belt. The family is defined by a rigid and abusive hierarchy. Papa is an engineer and civil servant who demands absolute silence and obedience, particularly within his special parlor. Mama is a devout Catholic who refuses to follow Papa's Anglican faith, leading to monthly, first Sunday, floggings where Papa thrashes her for her bad Catholic prayers to the Blessed Virgin. Obele frequently acts as a human shield for her mother, absorbing many of the blows. Obele's primary protector is her eldest sister, Sister Ada, Adora. Papa's child from his first wife. Sister Ada is the only one who consistently shows Obele tenderness, treating her welts with okwime, python fat salve. The twins, who share a room with Obele, exist in their own identical world, often excluding her. Obele's birth was viewed as a disappointment because Papa desired a healthy son, and Mama subsequently suffered two miscarriages. A central element of Obele's identity is the mother voice. A hushed, loving voice inside her head that provides warnings and comfort. This voice saved Sister Ada from a kitchen fire and warned of a scorpion in a sibling's shoe. However, her mother views this voice as evidence of demon possession, a fear that deepens after Kenne vanishes. 3. The gurgling specter, Kenne's return. 2 months after Kenne's disappearance, the mother voice commands Obele to enter Kenne's locked bedroom. The room still carries the scent of vapor rub, which Mama used to coat Kenne's body to treat his frequent colds. While there, Obele encounters the ghost of her brother. The figure is a blood-drenched tiny figure, with a deep gash across its neck and a big hole where its heart once nestled. Perched on his shoulder is a black cat with sightless, black voids for eyes. Kenne's ghost speaks in a terrifying gurgling voice, as if his lungs are clogged with water or blood, repeatedly demanding his secret present. He reveals to Obele that Papa's witch doctor killed him and cut off his heart and amu. Obele is struck by the paralyzing realization that Papa murdered Kenne. When she tries to tell her mother, Mama reacts with fury, calling her a demon mouth and an attention seeker. When Papa hears that Obele is speaking of a witch doctor, he enters a state of panicked rage and flays her with his belt until she loses consciousness. IV. The teacher thing and the cycle of abuse. The narrative explores the predatory environment of the village school through the teacher thing. The teacher, Onye Nkuzi, is a short and wiry man who uses sin lollipops and good grades to groom and abuse his favorites, specifically Obele and her cousin Nene. When Nene finally confesses the abuse to her parents, her father lashes her 30 times, refusing to believe an important man like the teacher would commit such an abomination. Onye Nkuzi subsequently thrashes Nene in front of the class for bearing false witness, while praising Obele for her honesty in remaining silent. Obele is consumed by shame and a fear of Satan's hellfire, recalling the jungle justice she once witnessed when a man was burned alive with a tire for squashing a girl named Nkechi. The Fellowship of the Sleepless. Prompted by the mother voice and fleeing her father's search, Obele seeks refuge in the cursed house of Ikekoye. This house is shunned by the village due to a horrific crime committed by Okoye years prior. To revive his failing fortunes, he murdered a visiting child named Promise. Okoye was found with Promise's fingers, ears, and a still-beating heart in a bowl under his bed. After the deaths of 10 of his children in various accidents, Okoye hung himself, and his body was left to rot. Inside the house, Obele meets the ghost girls. A group of naked, scale-skinned wraiths with emerald green eyes. These girls, including Promise, Nkechi, and Chika, are the victims of abusive or murderous adults. They identify themselves as the sleepless, chanting that they never sleep or rest because of the harm done to them. Obele joins their circle of torment, where they gleefully mutilate the ghost of Ikekoye and an evil stepmother. Despite the ghastly appearance, the ghost girls offer Obele kinship, promising to never let anyone hurt you. Vi, the massacre in the forest and the haunted father. On the fifth day of her visits to the cursed house, Papa abducts Obele while she is sleeping and drives her to the Dibia's shrine to sacrifice her for abundance. Papa intends for Obele's death to ensure abundance finally bears him a son. As the ritual begins, the mother voice commands Obele to sing the sleepless song. As she sings, a great wind rises, and two giant black mambas emerge from the trees. The sleepless ghost girls also materialize in multitudes, transforming the compound into a swamp. The mambas strike abundance, injecting her with lethal venom until she froths at the mouth and dies with a swollen black tongue. Simultaneously, the ghost girls swarm the Dibia, biting and carving patterns into his flesh. They release the trapped black cats which, led by Kene's blind cat, devour the witch doctor alive. The ghost girls spare Papa at Obele's pleading but deliver a warning: if you ever touch our sister again, you will die. Following the massacre, Papa is struck with a bad spine that causes constant vomiting and forces him to walk with a heavy stoop. Obele alone can see the cause. The ghost of Kene is crouched on Papa's back, his arms tightly encircling Papa's throat, gurgling, "Kene wants his percent." 7. The River Niger and the River Exorcism. Believing Obele is possessed, her mother takes her to Anitsha to see Brother Emmanuel, a powerful prayer warrior. Emmanuel decides on a river exorcism in the River Niger. During the journey, one of the prayer warriors is killed by black snakes, sent by Mother Voice to protect Obele, causing the other men to flee in terror. Emmanuel drags Obele to the river, strips her, anoints her with eggs and oil, and holds her underwater for an hour. To his shock, Obele does not struggle. Instead, she experiences indescribable bliss, finding she can breathe underwater while river life, including squids, crabs, and crocodiles, swarms to protect her. Emmanuel flees, calling her a far more powerful demon than he imagined, and demands she be taken out of his house. 8. The Biafran Crucible, Refugee Life and the Bunker. The narrative transitions into the Biafran War. The family flees their home in a Volkswagen van, joined by Auntie Afai and others. They become refugees in the village of their in-law, Chief Ez. Papa leaves to join the Biafran army, which Obele views as a Christmas Day gift as it removes the daily horror of seeing Kene's ghost. Refugee life is marked by the constant dread of Nigerian bombers, the enemy. The village is devastated by a strike on the schoolhouse that kills 300 children, including Obele's cousin Nene. The mother voice later saves Obele's family by commanding them to get out now, just minutes before a direct hit destroys the village bunker, killing the chief's children and their housemaid Felicia. Following the bunker hit, the village elders, led by the chief, accuse Obele of being an Omosu witch child who is stealing the lives of children. Mama eventually cracks under the pressure and admits Obele was born possessed. Sister Ada, sensing danger, tells Obele to run to the schoolhouse and hide with the headmaster, Ix. The violation on Ghost Lane. While running through Ghost Lane, Obele is intercepted by a Nigerian soldier smelling of Satan's drink, palm wine. The soldier ignores the mother voice's attempts to protect Obele with phantom snakes. He brutally rapes and assaults Obele, flinging her onto the sun-baked soil until darkness stole her mind, X. The ascent to the River Palace, Honor Edo. In her unconscious state, Obele's soul travels to the River Palace of Yemoja Mami Water. There, she is surrounded by the river versions of Nene, Felicia, Promise, and the other ghost girls. Most significantly, she finds Sister Ada, who has died and joined the river realm. Obele meets the goddess Yemoja, who reveals herself to be the mother voice. Yemoja explains that Obele is actually her only daughter, Honor Edo, Precious Pearls, a river deity who was so jealous of human girls that she insisted on reincarnating as one. Yemoja protected her throughout her life, but the trauma on Ghost Lane propelled Honor Edo back to the river before her allotted time. Sister Ada, having earned her place through selfless love, is granted a special boon. She will return to their human mother's current pregnancy and be reborn as a healthy son, who will live to bury both parents. Honor Edo is commanded to return to the human realm one last time to complete her final mission, freeing the trapped land brother, Kene, from Papa's back. 11. The final mission and the return home. Honor Edo wakes in the bushes, her body protected by a cocoon of black snakes, Mammy's hair. Nearby, the soldier who violated her lies dead, bitten to death by the snakes. Honor Edo, now possessing the full consciousness and power of a deity while inhabiting Obele's body, returns to Chief Eze's compound. She confronts Papa, who is stooped and burdened by the gurgling, blood-coated Kene. The villagers believe she is suffering from artillery shell shock because she refers to herself in the third person and speaks with the high-pitched whistle and click tones of the river. When Papa tries to grab her, she crushes his wrist bone with a surge of divine power, commanding him to kneel. Honor Edo lures Kene off Papa's shoulders with the promise of a secret present, new friends in the forest. She releases Kene into the care of the forest god, Obanagu, where Kene chooses to reincarnate as a mango tree, his laughter joining the other tree boys in the grove. Papa is instantly cured of his stoop. As Honor Edo attempts to return to the river, the villagers surround her, intent on burning the witch child. They bind her and press a black cat to her chest to drain her powers. Papa and Mama, filled with shame and gratitude, intervene, with Papa firing gunshots to scatter the crowd. They beg her to hide, but Honor Edo gives them a final message: look after your son when he arrives. Confirming Sister Ada's reincarnation, the villagers pursue her to the banks of the Igwe River. Just as they catch her and begin beating her with sticks, Honor Edo remembers a pearl Yemoja gave her and flings it into the water. The river suddenly rises as high as five trees, churning with Yemoja's dark fury. Honor Edo, seeing the villagers' terror and the innocent children, who would be destroyed, commands her mother to let them be. Honor Edo steps into the crashing waves and is swept home, finally free of the unscaled ones and their foolishness. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.